This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Chatter that is going on in regards to the Falcons and all the stuff around the National Football League.
Yeah, man, the memes.
What you doing? The
memes are flying. I just told Carl, I follow BetMGM, but they got a funny one. They say, breaking, sources say that NFL teams are losing faith in quarterback Shedeur Sanders after finding out none of his teammates went to his birthday party this year. That's a reference to the movie Draft Day, if you didn't see it. The horrible, horrible Kevin Costner film.
Come on, it was realistic.
You were working with, I want to say you were with Cordell, because I was working with Arch at the time. We were at different stations,
sure.
and I hadn't joined the 92.9 yet, but that movie was so bad. Kevin Costner was making the rounds at the Super Bowl when the Broncos played the Seattle.
Promoting it.
In New York City. And even he couldn't even summon the emotion, the energy to even act like he was interested in this movie. He had to go flog at media day.
If you've never seen it, it's about a general manager and drafting guys and, you know, the
basically,
perception of what it is.
I'm sorry to cut you off. It's Moneyball for the NFL with a love interest. That's
yes.
basically it.
Yeah. No,
that's how the movie was pitched.
That's good. Yeah. What's that baseball movie I love and everybody hates that we always talk about? Oh, what's it? For the love of the game?
That's so sappy.
Oh,
you
I
like
love
that?
It. I love that movie.
Oh, it's
love
so,
that movie.
But it's
that's
so,
a Costner movie,
very,
too.
Very melodramatic. He goes through a no-hitter.
Yep.
Inexplicably being called by Vin Scully and who's
great
the other
movie.
Guy? But anyway, he's playing for the Yankees playing for the Tigers against the Yankees.
He's playing and he's going against right. some of his old teammates. It's just a good movie. Anyways, but it's got that love story element
okay.
to it. Yeah, I think it's, was that right? For the love of game or something like
yeah.
that. It's been a many years.
You're such a romantic at heart. I can't believe you like
no,
that.
No, man, look, you got to grab me with something else.
Right.
I do sports every day. I mean, give me a break. You got to give me something else. The fact that you don't think he's going to get the girl or he's going to get her at the end of the movie, he got it. A little something. Speaking of adding something, Derek Carr's injury update. Saints general manager Mickey Loomis confirms that he's got a shoulder issue. And this is why at 9, most people believe that they are going to address this quarterback situation, even though they've got Spencer Rattler there, Mike. Mickey Loomis today declined to address his status for 2025. Not even saying,
really?
Yeah, if Carr is going to be available, quote, we're hoping to get some resolution on his injury soon. Does it sound good for the Saints?
Yeah, man. The meme yesterday, and if you missed it, I think Day-Day, did you see it? Somebody had that blue medical tent that you see on the sidelines and now pops up, and they said, condo for sale, Metairie, Louisiana. $300,000, and it was like, you know, 10 feet by 25 feet, and it said, seller David Carr. Or Derek Carr.
That's great.
Oh.
It is. Yeah, I feel bad for the Saints. Not really. They're in rebuild mode, man. But you know what? Let's
right.
just hope they don't get it right. Seriously.
Actually, one bedroom, one bath, 670 square feet, and it's the blue medical tent.
That's funny. let's hope they don't get it right. But that's why people are talking about them.
Do you think we regret that?
Yeah, getting a quarterback. Jameis is now with the Giants.
Yes,
is that right?
We're going eat them W's with the G-men.
Yeah, so they don't even have him there to pick up the slack. All right, man, more on the NFL. Our interview with Charles Davis is on the way in less than 10 minutes right now. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, by the way, what is all – I just – Mike, you know I've been on this for weeks now. What's all the hate? Anonymous NFL assistant coach blasts Shedeur Sanders before the draft. He's not that good. Who was throwing Travis Hunter the ball, y'all?
Yeah, man.
I'm wondering.
Exactly right.
Who was throwing the Heisman Trophy the ball?
With no offensive line.
With no running game. I mean, anonymous coach comes out day before the draft, imagine that, and says there's a toughness that you know, that doesn't get talked about enough. This is Mike Tomlin talking about him, and he says there's a competitive spirit there. It doesn't get talked about enough. I'm telling you, 21, if he's there, Steelers are going to take him. I know he's very talented, made a lot of plays for his university and his team, but the intangible qualities displayed on the tape were impressive to me. That's Tomlin talking about him. This anonymous assistant coach, Mike, coming out and basically saying he's just not that good.
Yeah, and there were things, remember, that were said. Remember, Deion eventually got in the fray and talked about his son after a few weeks of this negative stuff. Shedeur Sanders, apparently, according to some of these anonymous personnel people, came in, and the perception was they were trying to steer him to certain teams. So he may have been a tad aloof in those 15-minute interview sessions at Indianapolis.
So he wanted to turn some teams off?
So that's the way it was spun by, I think, people representing him.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that was accurate or not, but I saw that on Good Morning Football a few weeks ago, and some teams are saying, yeah, he came in the room and he was just a jerk. And didn't want to break down film, and basically, I guess he didn't want to play for you, you know? So I guess he was kind of doing his Ryan Leaf routine, okay? That's the famous, you know, story, which, you know, has become legend, where, you know, they got to come and pick their quarterback, and Bill Polian's kind of figuring out who's it going to be, and Ryan Leaf basically blows off a meeting, and Peyton shows up with, like, a dossier full of questions about the Colts.
That gets your attention. Jerry Jones, by the way, Cowboy fan, says he's working on a pretty substantial trade or trades, but no specifics.
Yes, it's very substantive and substantial, so much so I cannot give you the particulars.
I don't buy any of this.
That's right, Daddy. Don't tell him nothing.
I don't buy any of this. He says they are taking calls from other teams. The Cowboys, obviously, in this draft, who knows where they're going to go. They should go running back. But who knows where they're going to go. Anthony Richardson, Mike, has embraced the quarterback competition with Daniel Jones. I think he could lose his job early in the season. And I'm saying he could lose his job potentially at camp.
Right.
Let's be honest. I'm talking about Anthony Richardson. Daniel Jones goes in there with nothing to lose. He's looking for a new home. They brought him in to do this, and that's to push the guy they drafted high just a few years ago. But Anthony Richardson saying, I'm looking forward to learn as much as I can from him while we just boost the competitive atmosphere and hopefully we get better. He's taking it on and you know, listen, he's saying the right things, but I'm just saying Daniel Jones could be the starting quarterback of the Colts like that.
I go to the Indy 500 every year, and I got a couple of friends I was just talking to because we're going to tailgate this year, and nobody's more disappointed about it than Colts fans. They thought they had the next Mike Vick.
Mm.
You know, they thought this guy was going to be a rock star, and, you know, they say, you know, you see in one game, you can see the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know, and some bad decisions. Everybody in Indianapolis, because, you know, it's kind of a, even though it's a little bit of tech and money banks, you know, it's still a blue-collar town. They were so turned off by him wanting to get a timeout and get out the field. Remember that when he had to go to get a breath?
That's right.
It's like, dude, you're the quarterback. That's not how it works. So that threw everybody for a loop. And now he's got to kind of win back. I wonder if he's got to win back. I think he's got to win back some guys in that locker room. But if you said it, Daniel Jones getting, even if we don't respect Daniel Jones, it certainly got his attention right up there in Indy.
Well, he's got more playing time, more NFL experience, and I hope that he's learned from his mistakes. I mean, look, there is a ceiling to Daniel Jones.
Mm.
But he can win you games. And if you're not going to go out there and make mistakes and certainly not take yourself out of a ball game, you know, you got a shot. Meanwhile, Mike, Kansas City, they're working out in Texas. Patrick Mahomes brought all his guys in, wideouts, including the running backs, Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown. Injuries kept out Rice and Brown for most of last season. But Mahomes saying right now, everything looks good, man. We're getting guys back healthy. I think the offense has a chance to be really good. The core group will be back in its entirety. Do not count out the Chiefs because they got Wally whooped or Wally mopped in the Super Bowl. Do not think that for one second that the Chiefs are not going to be good again, and probably the AFC still goes through the Chiefs.
They made requisite moves to shore up the offensive line. They'll probably do some more of that and maybe get some more edge, you know, in their defense. They've always made great personnel decisions, and they have to do it at the end of the draft every year. So, yeah, I mean, look, the Eagles were a machine. And they just got after it, and they made Mahomes look pedestrian, just like the Bucs did the first Super Bowl he played in. But that's, you know, and did we write off Mahomes? He wouldn't get back? That's why I just think people get so prisoner of the moment on this. By the way, Rashee Rice took Uber, right?
I hope he did. I hope he
did. But, yeah, man, they got weapons, and they always seem to do it kind of like with just average Joes at wide receiver, kind of like retreads. But it will be interesting to see how they get that defense, and will the offensive line be a cohesive? Because, yeah, it was a hot mess.
It really was.
It's amazing that Buffalo couldn't beat him, right? But the Ravens, I should say.
The Ravens. Again. Yeah, the Ravens should have got him, Mike. I mean, the Bills. The problem is, again, when you've got to go to Kansas City, we just kind of take it for granted. Remember, KC went 2 years ago. They had to go on the road. They won all those games on the road. And everybody said, oh, they can't win on the road. And they got back to a Super Bowl. Last year, again, had home field advantage. Going to Kansas City at that time of the year is just tough, man. And if you're Buffalo or if you're the Ravens and the Ravens had home field and blew it and didn't have an opportunity to move on, you're right, though. They probably should have beat them last year. Hey, 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. All right. Speaking of the Bills, James Cook, a no-show, Mike. Heading into the final year of his rookie contract, he wants some new money. And the Bills basically took care of everybody. Remember, they paid Josh Allen. They gave him a big extension. James Cook's pretty damn good. I think he's a really good running back. But I think Buffalo's just going to wait this out. But he was a no-show. Speaking of these voluntary workouts and guys showing up, you know, and people being surprised, Kirk Cousins, James Cook, a no-show for Buffalo.
Although there was audio coming in. That was a dramatic pause. I'm sorry you got me there.
No.
James Cook is underpaid. James Cook is one of the top running backs in the league. And you know me, I'm a big fan of the Cook brothers, although Dalvin kind of fell off a cliff in this production.
He did.
But if you've been watching James, and that's why when we got in that argument about, you know, the MVP battle between Josh Allen does have an amazing weapon who can catch the football and can run, can do everything you want him to do in James Cook.
They didn't use him enough.
Certainly they forgot about him down the stretch in that playoff game.
Yeah.
I had no skin in that game, but I was kind of pulling for those poor Buffalo fans, but they kind of got a little too cute and forgot about James Cook.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, man.
He was dinged up, but even at 80%, he's still good.
No, I thought they should have gone to him a lot more than what they did. We are talking about the NFL draft. Things are starting to kind of just come together as far as the overall picture, and this is kind of it right now. Everybody at the top of the draft is fielding phone calls, but as Diana Rossini said, there are no Robert De Niros at the top of this draft. That's from one head coach, meaning, Mike, where's the premier talent? Listen, I think all three of these teams, if they had a chance, that includes the Titans, who do have the first pick, but they need quarterback. They could take Travis Hunter. It would be a shocker, but not really, because I think he's the best player in the draft. But, Mike, when you talk about the Titans, the Browns, and the Giants, I think outside of Travis Hunter, who else is a lock, right, that you say at the top of this draft? That's why there's so much uncertainty right now.
Well, I mean, like, again, Abdul Carter, but you still got, you know, is he going to be, everyone's kind of chalking him up to be, is he Micah Parsons? I don't think he's that dude. Is he going to be, what are we going to be talking about? I mean, how many guys right now in this draft? That's why I think Daniel Jeremiah nailed it when he said it's kind of like really good guys are going to be at your team for a while, but there might not be dudes that are going to Canton out of this draft. And that's been his, it's one man's perception, because I don't think the NFL knows how to use Travis Hunter. I think we've established that. Cam Ward's supposedly the sixth best quarterback in last year's draft. Abdul Carter certainly looks good. Will Campbell might be the guy that's the most steady as far as offensive tackle, and he's probably going to go to the Patriots.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're just looking for, it's like when we should have just drafted Penei Sewell. It's just not sexy. Nobody ever talks about the offensive tackles, but that's the guy. Maybe Ashton Gentry's going to be that guy. Depends if he goes to the right team.
Yeah.
There's even a talk, and we'll talk to Charles Davis next segment. He thinks that Jacksonville skunks everybody and takes Gentry to reset that offense with Sunshine.
They do need it. They also need a tight end. That's why Warren, the kid out of Penn State, is potentially talked about by, you know, potentially going to Jacksonville as well. This thing's going to be a lot of fun, man. Tomorrow we're down at Mercedes-Benz again, bringing you all of the action leading into our draft coverage. Tomorrow night live with Wes, Dave, and Mike Conti at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and then the post shows as well after the draft is over. Friday, we're at Flowery Branch. Mike, who are we talking to? We don't know. We don't know right now.
I know who I think we're going to be talking to. A guy who's bigger than us.
Yes, he probably will be. I hope he is. But that's going to be a lot of fun, as always, as we'll be up there. I think Andy and Randy will be there, too, by the way, before we're on Friday.
So
full coverage from Flowery Branch.